Medicaid was established in 1965 as a part of President Lyndon B. Johnson's Great Society agenda, which expanded sweeping federal welfare programs. As it was originally written, Medicaid, administered by the states but paid for by a mix of the federal government and the states, provided coverage for a limited population of individuals with disabilities and truly impoverished families. The so-called Affordable Care Act of 2010, known by many as Obamacare, subsidized states to expand Medicaid dramatically, now including able-bodied, working-age adults earning up to 138% of the federal poverty level. Currently, 40 states have enacted Obamacare's Medicaid expansion. Unfortunately, Medicaid expansion has failed to live up to its promises and has left hardworking American taxpayers on the hook for these growing and unpredictable costs. Incorrect assumptions about the future of federal funds puts expansion states in jeopardy. States generally assume that Washington, D.C. will continue to pay 90% of the Medicaid costs for this expansion population. The level is already down from 100% from 2012 to 2017 and then 95% federal subsidy until 2019. Unfortunately for state balance sheets, there is absolutely no guarantee that this current 90% subsidy rate will remain in perpetuity. Indeed, it is almost a certainty that it will not, given the massive amount of federal debt accrued by Washington, D.C., now standing at a total of more than $34.5 trillion U.S. dollars. Breaking that gargantuan number down, every taxpayer in the United States would need to pay $266,500 to retire the national debt today. I don't know about you, I don't have an extra $266,500 sitting around to use. The nature of Medicaid's cost sharing between state and federal government makes it an obvious opportunity for D.C. to pass off financial burden to the states. State governments will be left to weather the fiscal consequences when federal funds go away. Essentially, in the words of the great Milton Friedman, states need to realize there is no such thing as a free lunch coming from Washington, D.C. Under the current assumptions regarding federal support, planning for the cost of Medicaid expansion has proved to be a massive challenge for the states. Reviews of the program's costs since it began in 2012 have shown more people signing up and higher costs per person than expected. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, actual enrollment among expanded population has been nearly three times the estimates produced by the states. On top of that, the per-person costs for Medicaid have been 76% higher than original estimates. Put together, these two factors mean that states attempting to plan expenditures for Medicaid expansion are essentially doing so in the dark, without any real reliable estimates for how much they will actually have to pay down the road. Worse still, there seems to be no consistent pattern to these cost overruns. Illinois saw enrollments and expenditures respectively 19% and 81% higher than forecasts, while in Washington state, enrollments and expenditures in 2022 were more than three times more than what was expected. Even Indiana, a state that was famously an early adopter of Medicaid expansion, which attempted some conservative safeguards to supposedly protect from many of the program's critical faults, is not exempt from these troubles. The state recently announced that incorrect forecasts led to a $1 billion Medicaid budget shortfall for Hoosiers. ALEC Health and Human Services Task Force Senior Director Brooklyn Roberts recently debunked the most common Medicaid expansion myths. She writes that the program, which supporters claimed would have access to health care for low-income individuals, often makes it harder for disabled and the truly needy recipients to receive care, as increased enrollment in expansion states puts more stress on already strained resources. The expansion also crowds out private insurance. Medicaid doesn't solve the problems faced by rural hospitals either, as supporters claim. Since the government only pays an average of 60% of what private insurance pays, hospitals receive less revenue from those who switch, and their financial troubles only grow worse. Shockingly, 50 hospitals have closed in the states that have expanded Medicaid. Medicaid expansion has put states and their taxpayers in a perilous fiscal situation, relying on federal funds, which will eventually dry up. Meanwhile, this massive entitlement program has added huge amounts to the national debt, reduced quality care options for truly needy patients, and hurt doctors and hospitals across the country. For more information, you can go to alec.org. For American Radio Journal, I'm Jonathan Williams. Thanks for listening.